right, and they trail 28-16. That's our score. BG on top of BG's in the navy blue with the white trim. UV is in the purple pants with the white trim and the purple helmets, and they go for a little squib kick here, I think, hoping maybe there'll be a bobble and a chance for a recovery, but a good job by UV to fall on that right on the front line, and they are going to start at about their own 45-yard line here for the UV Storm. That was a good play there by Dawson Carson to cover that one up and hold on.
First of all, I thought Dawson Carson was not going to play the ball because he didn't think it was going to go 10 yards, but he did play it and made a nice job of covering it up and made sure that the Bobcats didn't get it on the recovery.
And so UV with excellent field position again here going left to right to start things off in the second half, and they trail 28-16. Sterone is in the backfield. They'll go right back to him. He cuts up to the 50 and across the 50 to about the 49. And I think if you're UV, you're going to have a steady dose of Peyton Sterone in your offensive game plan here for the rest of the second half.
Well, if you don't, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because everything I've seen so far has been all about him. And, you know, every now and then they'll throw Dye in there or, you know, somebody else will run the ball. But it's all been Peyton Sterone, and this kid is unbelievable.
Well, we were just talking about, you know, if you get out to a few games a year, try to get to a UV game just to see this kid run. As he runs here on a first or a second and six, excuse me, he's going to be very close to a first down. If not, it'll be just a couple of inches as he breaks into BG territory down to the 45. But again, he's worth the price of admission to watch a UV game.
Yeah, he definitely is, and he's not that big. I mean, he's not a real big kid.
No.
But he just runs like he is. I'll tell you, he just does not. I mean, he hits the hole top speed, and like we said before, he will bring his pads to the party.
Fournette, again, handoff right side here for Sterone across the 45 to about the 41. Good for a first down for UV, and they're moving the sticks here.
Yeah, and it's solid. Oh, boy. Man we're talking about, I think, is down on the play.
And Sterone down, and they're going to blow the whistle here and have the trainers come out to take a look. We'll hope he's okay. With 10:45 to go in this third quarter, we know he's a tough kid. The score, BG 28, UV 16. We're going to step away for an injury timeout, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Marabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. 10:47 to go, third quarter, with the score BG 28 and Unadilla Valley 16. Our injured UV player is Peyton Sterone, and we will hope he is okay. He's still down on the field, and the medical team is working with him to see if everything is okay. And we'll see if they bring him off under his own power or if they're going to bring in some other assistance for him here, Tim. But we'll hope he's okay. He's a fantastic player. We're just talking about how durable he is, and he just runs. And we'll hope that he's okay because he has a bright future ahead of him, not only in his senior year, but I know there's definitely been some college interest in him as well.
Yeah, it's really just amazing how hard he runs. And, you know, this is the things that can happen when you play football and you play as hard as this young man does, and you know, we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hope he's okay.
Yeah, they you know, certainly you hate to see this for anybody, and we'll hope that he's okay. And it looks like this could be a long break for sure, as the medical team is looking like they're going to bring out the little stretcher for him here from the ambulance on the far side of the field to make sure that everything is okay here to get him off safely. So again, 10:47 to go, third quarter. Our score is 28-16, BG on top of UV. Just a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard here again, as Sydney has scored. Another pass from Ethan Finch to Evans has made it 36-8 with only 2 minutes to go in the third quarter over in Oxford. So again, Sydney is on top 36-8 on the Oxford Blackhawks, again, late in the third quarter. Darren Smith not playing.
I was going to say, did you say Ethan Finch?
Yeah, Ethan Finch is in playing quarterback. I think that's a good move.
Yeah.
You know, Darren, I know.
Do the Wildcat look with Ethan in back there. Yeah.
Darren did have some big hits last week in that tough, very physical Harpers-Lapton game. Keep him healthy going forward, and especially if you're not going to play next week, if you're Sydney, give his body some extra time. Mm-hmm. Comfortable lead, it appears, at the moment over Oxford. So Finch is playing quarterback at the moment for the Sydney Warriors. So we're getting some reports down on the field, just that Peyton Sterone here, when the refs came over, said that he just, you know, was seeing stars a little bit, wasn't exactly 100% with it after taking a big hit there. So it appears that they're just taking some extra precautions here. I only say that because it's good to hear that maybe it was just a hard hit, something like that. You hate to see a concussion, but you also don't want to see anything that would be more serious than that. So we'll hope that Peyton is okay here, as they have brought the stretcher over, and we'll help him get off the field. We're going to take a quick break. 10:47 to go in this third quarter. BG leading 28-16 over the UV Storm. And we'll be back in just a few minutes on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists, Take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three catalog outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back once again under the lights here in Bainbridge. We are still in an injury timeout with the score 28-16. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unadilla Valley. With 10:47 to go in the third quarter, Peyton Sterone is our injured Unadilla Valley player. We're hoping that he is okay as the medical team continues to work on him to take him off the field here. Tim, scary to see, but we'll hope that he's okay as he goes off the field here.
Yeah, you don't know, and a lot of this can be just precautionary because of the type of hit that they think it may have been based on what they got from him. And, you know, they did put a neck brace on him to mobilize his head, but we didn't see it backboard. He is on the stretcher, so they're getting ready to take him off the field now. But, you know, it's so sad because, like we said before, that was 85% of the UV's offense, defense, and everything tonight. And they are taking him off on the field right now.
And he's going off to some nice clapping, good sportsmanship from both sides here, fans, players. And the report that we got from down on the field is he was, just seeing some stars, not feeling that great. And there he is. He put his hand up in the air as he's being wheeled off on the stretcher to kind of let everybody know that he's okay. His teammates now going over and kind of just patting him on the shoulder there, making sure that he's okay and saying, we're with you. So it appears that hopefully he's okay, as I believe that we will not see him back tonight. With 10:47 to go in the third quarter, that is going to be it for Peyton Sterone. And UV is going to have to try to find a way to, you know, not only get the offense going again, but then, in a way, you know, you're worried about your friend, your teammate, your schoolmate. You just kind of have to push that out of your mind, hope that he's okay. He's in the best place he can be right now with the medical staff, and you've got to try to go out and do your best for him.
Yeah, it's tough because you got to remember you're talking about 16 and 17 and 18-year-old kids out there that have to push through this emotionally, and, you know, and game takes a different look at it, you know, once something like this happens and you don't know what's going on with your buddy, and, you know, you're just hoping for the best. And in your mind, though, you're sitting there saying, well, we still have a football game to play, and we have to see what we can do without him.
And that was, a 10 or 15-minute break here where everybody is kind of cooled down, so both teams are stretching it out a little bit here, trying to warm back up. You see Trevor Hallequist and some of the offensive guys for BG trying to warm back up here, tossing the ball around. UV doing the same thing over on the far side. And, you know, now you wonder, do you see Dye in the backfield a little bit more here for UV? And what other options do they have? So,
yeah, I mean, we don't know. I mean, obviously, you got Sterone as the quarterback. I mean, I know last year they ran a little bit of Wildcat stuff with Dye in the backfield. Maybe we'll see that package as far as the offense goes towards the end of the game.
I know that in a couple of their early season wins, a freshman Kyler Butts was also very effective. So I wonder if we'll see more of Dante Dye and Kyler Butts getting into the offense here for the UV Storm. So we're going to get back underway. 10:47 to go in the third quarter. It's BG 28. And UV 16, and that's where Dante Dye will line up, is in the backfield behind quarterback Mitchell Fournette. And so we will see how UV can respond after Peyton Sterone is injured and will be out for the rest of the contest here tonight. We're back underway. They'll hand off to Dye. He cuts to the far side, right side, and works his way over the line to the 35 and into BG territory here. Let's see what the UV Storm can do Dye is a very, very capable running back, so we'll see if he can carry the load here the rest of the way for the Storm.
Yeah, Dye is a good running back, but the thing is with Dye is he doesn't really secure the ball very well. He doesn't have both hands on it. Right from the almost the minute he gets it, he's got it in on his right side, so we'll see if he can not have fumbles tonight.
They're going to hand back off to Dye. Cuts to the outside, little spin move, trying to hop forward. Somehow breaks a tackle and works his way over for a first down. And Coach Lorimer just shaking his head because should have been tackled for a loss. And somehow Dye worked out of it and got a first down there for UV.
Yeah, he was dead to water in the backfield there and just wouldn't be that eyed. Just came out of a leg tackle and got positive yards for first down.
So Dye is in the backfield here. It's a first and 10. They're down to the BG 27-yard line. Dye to the outside. Tommy Palmateer trying to track him down from behind. And he will, along with Ben Bavar, bring him down. With, again, 9:35 to go, third quarter. It's BG 28, UV 16.
Tommy Palmateer with a real nice defensive play right there. He was on the other side of the field on the right-hand side, and Dye ran to the left. He crashed down and caught him from behind and held him up until he got some help from his other teammates.
Second and 9 coming up for UV. Little quarterback keeper here for Fournette. Tries to pop his way out to the left side. Good for maybe 3 yards for UV on second down.
When I first saw that play, I thought it was going to be the option to the left-hand side, but it ended up just being a, you know, quarterback read kind of thing. He just took the ball and picked his hole, and good positive gain on second down.
Third and 5 for Unadilla Valley. Ball is at the 23-yard line as they march left to right here against BG. They're deep in BG territory. Here's a snap and a flag on the play. False start coming up against the UV Storm.
Yeah, and that's going to negate the 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 6 area, and it's going to bring up 3rd and 9.
Deposit Hancock has scored again against Delhi to make it 34-7 over in Hancock. So the woes continue for the winless Delhi Bulldogs.
Yeah, those kids, I mean, I'll tell you, they just don't stop, though. You know what I mean? Kraft and those guys over there in Aloisio, they just don't stop. They just keep giving it their all.
Here is UV on a 3rd and 10. Fournette with a quarterback keeper. First down, he's trying to head for the end zone. Cuts back and is brought down inside the 5. Boy, what a run there for Mitchell Fournette, something we haven't seen so far tonight. And he's stepping up big with Sterone out with injury.
Yeah, he definitely is. I mean, this drive has really been all him so far. I mean, Dye a couple times, but Fournette is taking over.
So here is UV in the backfield on a 1st and goal. They're going to hand off to Dye, pushing the pile forward. He can't quite get to the line before he's brought down by that BG defensive line. This will be a 2nd and short coming up. And a flag on the play. Let's see who this one is on. It's going to be against Unadilla Valley. And we talked about this in the first half. They just cannot afford to have these type of penalties.
No, I mean, they're 2 yards away from a touchdown. Now they've got another flag on the field. So this is not going to be good for UV, I don't believe.
I think Dye might have said something after the play about the call, as 2 flags have come out and some frustration here for the UV Storm with 8:23 to go in this third quarter. And the white hat, I believe, is ejecting Dante Dye from this game.
Gross. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened, but we talked about it at the beginning. He's got to be able to control himself when in these situations.
So Dante Dye being escorted over to the sideline here. Dye visibly upset with himself with 8:23 to go in this third quarter. And, you know, now you go from losing Sterone to injury, and now Dye is out of this game just a couple of plays later for an unsportsmanlike play, and they go from pretty much a 1st and goal. Now the ball is marched all the way back out to about the 32-yard line, and Dye, your pretty much golden running back for the rest of this contest, is now done.
Yeah, and now they have another and this guy is really tiny. Not sure who that is.
And it's going to be a 2nd and 33.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have another flag on the play, and this
unsportsmanlike again. And another ejection.
Another ejection here on the play. Let's see who gets ejected here for Unadilla Valley. I'm not sure who they got this one on. Oh, he was still.
Okay. Thank you.
He was still explaining the last play.
UV was running the play without the referee. That's what they were doing.
They were ready to snap the ball and get going.
Gotcha.
And so in the backfield now, I believe, is going to be Danny Anderson for the UV Storm, who stands at 5'2", 130 pounds.
Wow.
Yep, and that is Danny Anderson in the backfield. And
now that young man gets behind that line, he's going to be hard to find. Because he is 5'2".
That's what he's listed on as on the roster. And, is, you know, if you go by the traditional roster, everybody's about 2 inches tall.
Right,
on
usually you try to make him look a little bigger. So really, how tall is he?
So Sterone out with injury. Dante Dye ejected from the game for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And now we will have Danny Anderson, who's just a freshman, 5'2", 130 pounds in the backfield, and now another flag on the play. False start against UV. This is really going to be second down in a country mile. It was second and 33, and now it's going to be even more.
Yeah, and they have to score. There's no first for it. You know, I mean, they have to put it in the end zone. So UV calls a timeout.
So 8:22 to go in the third quarter. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score BG 28, UV 16. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 8:22 to go, third quarter, 28-16 the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unadilla Valley, and it's been a slow-moving third quarter. We had a long injury break, and now some penalties have really just kind of taking the flow out of the game as UV is trying to just get back on the same page here. They've had some struggles after this injury. Their running back was ejected just a couple of plays ago, so let's see if they can get things going. And another flag here right after the timeout. And I believe this is going to be against UV again. It's currently second and 38.
Yeah, this is in that area where it could get very, very chippy here, because you can see the kids from UV are getting really frustrated
about everything
that's going on. And
very true.
And the referees have got to really pay attention here.
That penalty was against BG, so that brings it back to a second and 33. It was for encroachment on the line, and so they throw on a second and 33. Pass to the outside for Jonathan Bonanno is complete with 8:05 to go here in this third quarter. And that is going to bring up a third down, and they get the ball down to about the 20-yard line. So it's still a third and 21 here for the Storm. Here's Fournette. He's going to take off to the outside, and Fournette is just wrapped up there by the BG defense, and bringing him down was Adam Ives.
Yeah, nice little play right there by Adam Ives with a real nice tackle, and brings up fourth and goal.
So a fourth and goal, as Tim said, but it's really a fourth and 21. They're going to have to take a shot at the end zone here with Fournette maybe throwing the ball. And since Dye was ejected from the game, they have not tried to hand off to Danny Anderson, their new running back. It could just be the Fournette show for the rest of the way here. The sophomore quarterback, he's in a heck of a position here. Does look like he has some wide receivers to work with, but I think it's going to be a heavy dose of Fournette.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nate, because I'm not really sure if that running back is really there for that reason, because he's blocked on every play, and he's not that big.
Here is Fournette. He's going to throw to the right side. He's got Bonanno, but the pass was behind him. Going to be a turnover on downs with 6:55 to go in the third quarter. BG is going to get the ball back at their own 21-yard line going right to left. And they lead 28-16. Yes, BG on top, 28-16.
And yeah, so they'll take over for their first possession of the second half here and see if they can add to the score.
Exactly what I was going to say. It's been a long third quarter, even though it's halfway through, just because of some of the breaks we've had. So the BG offense has not been on the field in quite a long time, and let's see what they can come up with. And Here is Trevor Hallequist, who has three touchdowns tonight. The quarterback has two on the ground and one receiving. How often do you say that for a quarterback? First and 10 again at their own 21-yard line, going right to left. Hallequist in the shotgun. Man in motion is Petrattoni, but instead they'll hand off to Bavar. He cuts up the middle, bounces to the right side for a gain of about two.
Good little play on first down and good positive yards by Bavar. Brings up second down and eight.
Clock moving with 6:40 to go in this third quarter, and you wonder now if you're BG, you want to put some points on the board, but I wonder too if you just want to try to chew as much clock as you can on some of these drives and keep it moving. Here's Hallequist, Terzo in motion, a little sweep to him to the right side. Terzo's got some speed. He's getting around the tacklers to the 45, to the 50, into UV territory before he's knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Great run by Alan Terzo.
He's taken out of bounds by number 10, so I guess he does like to play football. I just can't believe, you know, as small as this kid is, he looks like he should be playing in the flag football thing, but nice little play. Got a good angle on Terzo and saved a touchdown.
6:15 to go, third quarter, 28-16 the score. BG with the ball. They're moving it into UV territory, going right to left. A fumble here, and Hallequist is just going to have to fall on this one as Petrattoni was coming around from right to left, and the handoff just wasn't there.
Looked like that was going to be that little fake handoff to the right and then back to the left counterplay with Petrattoni, which has been fairly successful for the Bobcats tonight.
So 5:50 to go, third quarter. Clock is still moving. BG taking their time as the ball sits at midfield and they go right to left. 28-16 lead. But if you're a Bobcat fan, you probably want another score on there to try to get you some separation here late in this game against UV. And here is Hallequist. Fakes the throw. He's going to get into the outside here. He's at the 45. Hallequist to the 40. He's got some room to work with. Down to the 30. 25, 20. Still on his feet. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Trevor Hallequist. Breaking tackles along the way. His fourth touchdown of the night.
Wow, what a run that was. I'll tell you, because it's just like Nate's excitement was. That's exactly what happened. He got picked up a couple of nice blocks down the sideline. He broke two tackles at about the 20 and the 15. And took it into the end zone for 6 points.
I don't know how he stayed on his feet. Looked like he was getting tripped up
going
at about the 15.
Looked like he was going to go out of bounds.
And he just kept stumbling and stayed up and ran in. So Trevor Hallequist, his fourth touchdown of the night, three running and one receiving. Might be making a case here for our offensive player of the game.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a pretty good
game. Hallequist in now for the extra point. Snap is good, hold is good, the kick is up through the uprights and good. Trevor Hallequist with the point after attempt, and BG takes a 35-16 lead with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
After his fourth touchdown of the night, Hallequist with the kickoff goes through the back of the end zone and a touchback here. So UV will start at their own 20-yard line going left to right. But again, after Hallequist's fourth touchdown of the night, three on the ground and one through the air, it is BG 35, UV 16 with 5:19 to go in the third quarter.
And when Nate says through the air with a quarterback, normally he's throwing the ball. He caught the ball.
Yeah, he caught the ball. Evan Heiser with the great pass to him. And just another quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Late in the fourth quarter, Sydney with a 44-8 lead over Oxford. David Gannon with a touchdown run for the Sydney Warriors.
Looks like the Warriors will move up to 5-0.
So here is Danny Anderson on the run on first down. Good for a gain of about 3 yards for UV. Out to, just about the 22-yard line here. So, yes, it looks like Sydney will move on and stay undefeated as they lead Oxford 44-8. Oxford still searching for their first win of the season. It's been a tough one for them so far. And I think the big thing to remember...
Does Oxford and Delhi play each other?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look ahead. But I think the big thing for them is Xavier Cruz, their star running back, has not played this season. He's out with an injury, shoulder injury, and he would make a big difference for that team. Here's the handoff. No, it's going to be a quarterback keeper for Fournette. Bounces to the outside, and a big-time hit over there by Alan Turzo to bring him down.
Turzo, from his cornerback spot, just absolutely blew up that play. A big loss on the play, probably about 2 or 3 yards. We'll bring up third down and 12.
So 4:10 to go, third quarter. It's BG 35, UV 16. Third and long coming up here for the Storm as they are pinned back on their own 19-yard line.
Quick score update, Sydney 44, Oxford 8.
And so breaking the huddle here for Unadilla Valley here on this third and 11 with 3:50 to go in this third quarter. Let's see if Fournette can get anything going. Doesn't have many weapons to work with as they are pretty much on their third string running back in the backfield. They're going to try to go to the air on third and 11. They throw to the outside, and the pass is incomplete as the intended receiver was Caleb Parker.
Yep, went right through Parker's hands. It wasn't a bad thrown ball. It just went right through his hands. Might be a little damp still.
Hard to see who Caleb Parker is. The back of his uniform is basically ripped off at this point. And so both numbers are kind of hanging off, but he's hanging in there over on the far side of the field here at his wide receiver position. So fourth and 11 here for UV with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Bainbridge-Guilford on top 35-16. And so it looks like they will punt it away, and with Sterone out, Fournette's going to have to punt too. Gets a good punt. It's going to land at about midfield and take a UV bounce across the 40 and down to about the 37-yard line where they will down it there. And BG will go back to work with 3:24 to go in the third quarter. It's Bainbridge-Guilford 35 and Unadilla Valley 16. We'll keep it right here as BG will come out and work with it again. So this BG team looking to bounce back after that tough loss, 28-0 last week at Unitigo. And they've done it in a big way here tonight, mainly thanks to Trevor Hallequist and his legs.
Yeah, definitely. It's been Trevor with the running game and, one touchdown through the air, but he was the receiver on the play. So, but nice night, good evening for Trevor right now, and he's still on the field with 3:24 to go in the third.
You know, when he was coming back to football, and they said this is going to be his senior year. This is what he wants to do. This is what I pictured him running all over the place. But so far, the last couple of weeks, he's been mostly throwing the ball. But tonight he's really taken off, and here he'll hand off to Ben Bavar for a huge run up the right side across midfield, across the 40 to about the 35 before he's pushed out of bounds. Bavar has been quiet tonight, but not on that play.
No, definitely not, and that was not the typical Ben Bavar run. He actually showed a little nice burst there, got to the outside, and if it hadn't been for number 10 for the Storm, he would have been in the end zone.
So a first and 10 here with 3:10 to go in the third quarter, and they're going to hand off to Petrattoni. He's got some speed, and there it is. Busts one up the middle, and a touchdown for BG from about 35 yards out for Nick Petrattoni. And, boy, he just turned the afterburners on there.
Yeah, he did. He just ran that little scissors cut back again. They faked to the right side, and then they cut back inside on the left, and Petrattoni just took it all the way to the house.
So BG trying to put a stamp on this ball game as they now lead 41-16 with 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Another big run from Petrattoni, who is a big-time track star for the BG Bobcats, and you can see why with speed like that. So Hallequist is on for the extra point. Hold is good, snap is good, up through the uprights, and it's good. BG leads 42-16 over visiting Unadilla Valley. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs, Lang Trucking of Guilford, proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter and another Hallequist kickoff will go through the back of the end zone. So UV will start on their own 20-yard line. Going left to right on your radio dial as they trail 42-16 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nate Lowell and Tim Cunning with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. And we do have some final scores to report. Deposit Hancock with a 34-16 victory over visiting Delhi. Sydney wins 44-8 over Oxford. And Norwich defeats Shenango Valley 48-13.
Wow.
All three games are final. We're still here in the third quarter with 2:50 to go here in this third quarter. A run up the middle here for UV. That was a little quarterback keeper, it looked like, there for Fournette. Good for about 2 yards.
We have had a number of long, long games this year.
Yes, the games we pick tend to go pretty long. So all three other local games have gone final, and we're still wrapping up this third quarter here with 2:20 left, and it's 42-16. UV with the ball on a 2nd and 9. And here's the snap. It's low. Ball is on the ground, but just falling on that one was the quarterback there, Fournette. Not much else he could do as the snap was in the dirt.
It's a good thing he did, because if he hadn't, Tommy Palmateer had it and would have been a turnover for UV, and given BG really good field position for another drive.
3rd and 14 here for Unadilla Valley. They're pinned back deep in their own end, going left to right. Ball is on the 16-yard line. And a 3rd and 14 here for the Storm, with Fournette, the sophomore QB, looking for some options. He's going to try a QB keeper, runs up the middle. Fournette dragging some tacklers forward. A nice run there, but he didn't pick up 14. He got about 10. And it's going to be 4th and 4 at about the 30-yard line here for Unadilla Valley.
Nice little play right there. Just what we're probably going to see, like Nate said, is Mr. Fournette carrying the ball. And he ran to the right tackle that time, and he's going to try it again.
Here's Fournette on a 4th and short. This time he will pick up the first down out across the 33 to the 35-yard line. And they'll move the chains here for the Storm. And the clock will continue to run with 1:05 to go in this third quarter. So UV sets back up, and this might be the recipe for them for the rest of the night. Here's Fournette here on a first down. He'll work his way across the 40 up the right wing side. Good for about 3 yards.
Yeah, he's just taking the snap, and then he just hesitates for a second, sees which hole is the best one for him to try, and then he hits it at top speed.
And so 40 seconds to go here in this third quarter. And it's going to be a 2nd and 4. So they really did. They gave him 6 yards there. And so Unadilla Valley will have probably maybe 2 more plays here in the corner. Here's Fournette. Bounces to the outside. Going to be very close to a first down. I think he might have got it across the 44 out to the 45 for UV with 20 seconds to go. They're nearing midfield late in this third quarter.
I don't think I'd even question it. I'd give it to him.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, it's like, let him go.
And so with 5 seconds left here in the third quarter, let's see, they will get one last play off. Fournette, a little QB keeper, gets across midfield to the outside. Bavar trying to bring him down. Fournette with some hard-nosed running. You got to give him credit. That's good for a first down there for UV. End of the third quarter. The score, BG 42, Unadilla Valley 16. Fourth quarter coming up. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO as we start, yes, the fourth quarter. The rain starts to come down a little bit here again under the lights in Bainbridge. Thanks for joining us tonight. And the score is BG 42 and UV 16. If you're wondering why just starting the fourth quarter now, we had an injury timeout and, you know, some other penalties have really kind of slowed down this game in the second half, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely did. And, again, like we said, just well wishes for Mr. Sternet, or
Sterone.
Sterone, jeepers. Mr. Sterone, and hopefully he'll be okay. But, yeah, then there was a couple of unsportsmanlike penalties, and, you know, it just looked like it was going to take an ugly, ugly turn. But, UV is doing a nice job, and Burnett is doing what he can to continue the game for the Storm.
Sophomore QB Mitchell Fournette is doing a great job here, trying to do everything he can to keep UV in this game. Again, if you're just joining us, Peyton Sterone was having a fantastic night for the Storm before he left with an injury. Dante Dye is also out of the ball game after an unsportsmanlike penalty. So UV really is on some of their backups who would not normally be forced into this type of a position. Here on 3rd and 11 on this first possession of the fourth quarter, they'll run to the outside. It's going to bring up, just about 7 yards to go here for the Storm as they trail 42-16.
If you really think about it, with the injury to Sterone and then the ejection to Dye, you just lost three of your backfield.
Yes.
So, you know, you definitely, and like we said before, they don't have a lot of kids over there. It doesn't seem like they have too many kids on the team. So if you lose two that are major cogs in your game, that makes for a long night.
Here is Unadilla Valley picking up a first down with 10.5 to go in the fourth quarter as Fournette is really doing a great job here. You can't say enough about him. Thrown into a position where the two guys that you go to the most are yanked out of the game, and pretty much you could call this a wildcat at this point. He's getting it, and he's running it almost 95% of the time. And the rain's starting to come down. The ball is slippery as he'll take a first and 10 up the middle for about 2 yards here. He's just doing a great job. And, again, the conditioning, like we talked about before,
yep,
play after play, he's getting the job done.
Yeah, he certainly is. I mean, it's, you know, it's, they haven't really – they did just a minute ago try to run the option to the right-hand side, and he ended up pitching it. So probably of the last 25 plays, I bet he's carried 24 times.
And I don't think they have too many other options. This is a relatively young team here for Unadilla Valley when you take Dye and Sterone out of the equation here on second down as they run around the corner. Good for about 2 yards there. So the clock continuing to move down to 9.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's BG 42 and Unadilla Valley 16. So they're going to have about a third and 7 here as they're inside BG territory down to about the 35-yard line. So here is Mitchell Fournette. He's in the shotgun, drops the snap, is going to try to pitch it to the outside. Ball still on the turf, but it is covered up here by the Storm. And fourth down coming up, as that was Anderson who was able to fall on it at the last minute.
Yeah, Anderson did exactly what he had to do. He just had to fall down on the ball because if he tries to pick it up, it might get knocked away from him, and BG could have a turnover.
8:50 to go in this fourth quarter And if you're BG, you want this clock to move. A comfortable lead, 42-16. UV, it's just not been their night. They had a very strong first half. I thought really when their backs were against the wall, they were able to answer the call. But since Theron got injured and left the game, it's just not been their night.
And they got inside the five.
Yeah.
You know, before that all happened, and it was like...
Here is Fournette throwing to the outside. Pass is incomplete as he was looking to the left wing for Caleb Parker. Just not on the same page there with 8:25 to go.
Yeah, again, like Parker ran it in and the throw was up to the outside. So, like Nate said, they definitely were on the same page.
So here we go, a 4th and 12 coming up for Unadilla Valley. And they're going to go for it here deep inside BG territory, but a flag on the play. On that previous play is going to give UV some extra life here, Tim.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It was a late flag, and I guess they're going to call pass interference again. This is the third pass interference call against Bainbridge Guilford tonight, and all three of them have been pretty touchy. But that is the new rule.
We'll have to get some clarification on that because that's kind of confusing me because, like, the last time it was... not marked off, but it was a first down. But now they're marking it off, and it gives them a first down. So I'm not understanding what the actual penalty is when they make that call. Where is it, from the line of scrimmage, or is it at the spot? Where is the yardage marked off from?
First down here, and they'll go right back to the run game with Fournette to the outside. And he'll bounce out for about 5 yards. And once again, UV is inside the 20-yard line, where they've been several times tonight before. Just they've had some small meltdowns, which really just has been penalties that has backed them up.
Yeah, they definitely have had some bad things happen to them tonight, and they got to come back and see if they can put some points on the board in the fourth.
BG 42, UV 16, 7:50 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Fournette, again, just mugging his way up the middle, trying to drag some tacklers along, and that's going to be good for another UV Storm first down. And you got to give a lot of credit to Fournette for showing the heart that he is here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely just taken over this game, and they're first and 10 from the Bobcat 15. Excuse me.
Here's a snap again to Fournette on a 1st and 10. Goes to the right side. Now cuts back up the middle before he's dragged down just at about the 5-yard line. UV trying to punch it in to get some points here in the fourth quarter with 7.5 to go.
Nice run on first down, about 8 yards, I guess I would say. Off the left tackle, and like we said before, he catches the ball, he picks the hole, and then he just takes off. There's really nothing too fancy about it. He just gets his snap and takes it off.
Here's Fournette, one wide receiver, bounced out to the left wing side. He's going to take it himself up the middle, and he's just going to be, I'd say about a yard short here, and it's going to be a 2nd and goal situation for the Storm. And I think we're going to see more Fournette.
Yeah, is he going to run left or is he going to run right?
Yeah.
Which one is he going to do?
So Fournette going to break the huddle here for Unadilla Valley with 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. A fast-moving final frame here tonight on CDO. Fournette, the snap is low. He's going to take it to the outside, diving for the end zone, and he's in for Unadilla Valley with 6:37 to go in this fourth quarter. That's Mitchell Fournette making it 42-22.
Yeah, real nice play by Mitchell Fournette. Actually bobbled the ball and made a nice recovery of it and then made a guy miss out on the end and dove into the end zone for the 6 points.
Great play there. And, you know, you can see he's got a bright future ahead of him if they can get some pieces around him. They're going to go for two, a man in motion, and they're going to have a flag on the play before it can even develop. And so Mitchell Fournette looked like he was going to hand that one off on a little sweep, but it's going to be a false start against UV.
Yeah, they had Anderson on the jet sweep coming to the left side, and somebody moved.
So we'll get a chance to do it again here for Unadilla Valley. They won their opener against Newfield on the road in week one, and since then it's been a tough go of it here for the UV Storm. Losses to Thomas Edison, Deposit Hancock, it's started to pile up on them, and you know, a big part of that is keeping people healthy and keeping people in the game as well.
Yep, absolutely.
6:35 to go here, fourth quarter. They'll go for two again. They throw through the air. It's batted down. Good play by Ben Bavar, and so the two-point conversion is no good. With 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter, it's BG 42, UV 22. We'll take a quick break. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. That's 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO. Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. UV is going to go for an onside kick here. I believe the BG recovered, but boy, that ball was loose for just a split second, Tim.
Yeah, it certainly was, and Storm were there very, very quickly, but the BG young man did a nice job of recovering it right at the 50-yard line.
And BG has done a good job of that tonight. Tommy Palmateer and some of those guys on the front line have seen those squib kicks and handled it very well in some of these tough, wet conditions tonight. It is a little slippery out there from some of the rain and mist we've seen so far here tonight.
And Tommy has fielded a couple in the second level and has taken it back 15, 20 yards each time.
So BG will start with Hallequist once again. Four touchdowns here tonight. He's going to hand off to Evan Heiser straight up the middle to the 45-yard line for BG. Clock continues to move down to 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. In case you're maybe just jumping in the car and heading home from one of the other local games, our score is BG 42, UV 22. Trevor Hallequist with four touchdowns tonight for BG. He's the quarterback. He's got three running the ball and one receiving. So we'll let your mind kind of work on that a little bit here tonight, as he was able to get out as a wide receiver and catch one ball for a touchdown tonight. He'll hand off here on a second and five and good for about 4 yards on the far side for Cody Ferreira on a little jet sweep.
Yeah, nice little play for Cody Ferreira out to the left side around the end, and good positive gain on second down to bring up third down and two.
So a third and two here for BG. They want to keep this drive going and try to chew up as much clock as they can with 5:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We're going to give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose and break down this contest here tonight between BG and Unadilla Valley. A handoff up the middle. Heiser lost the ball, and it looks like it's going to be recovered here by Unadilla Valley coming off the bottom of the pile. Let's wait for the official signal. And I believe, yes, it's going to be UV ball as Jonathan Bonanno was able to scoop in, pick up that fumble from Heiser, and get it back for UV.
That's too bad because I do believe Evan had already gained the yardage for the first down, and on the way down to the ground, he just dropped the ball.
And that's a tough turnover there for BG. They were really in the driver's seat there with 5 minutes to go in terms of working on the clock. Instead, UV is going to get it back. They find themselves down 42-22. They've been running the ball pretty effectively, and they'll keep it going here with Mitchell Fournette, the sophomore QB. Tries to run right up the gut, and he runs right into a wall of navy blue and white there for the Bobcats.
Yeah, he was brought down on that play by a host of Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats on that play, and he gained about 2 yards to give him second and eight.
So a second and eight coming up here for the UV Storm, who, you know, after everything that happened, the injury and the ejection, they have really started to kind of find their way here, and got to give some credit to these guys. Direct snap again to Fournette. Bounces to the outside. He's got some room to run. And he's going to get to midfield here, going right to left and into BG territory, down to the 48. It's Mitchell Fournette.
Nice tackle in the open field right there by number 88 from BG. If he doesn't make that tackle, that's going for at least another 20 yards.
So a big-time run there for Fournette to keep this drive alive. And credit to these UV guys for not giving up, showing a lot of heart here after some tough circumstances in the second half. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left here as they're right at midfield. UV going right to left. Fournette's going to keep it, fakes the option and bounces to the outside. Maybe good for a gain of two here for the Storm.
Yeah, nice little play. Fake the option. We haven't seen that all day. It was pretty much option to the right or option to the left. And this time he heals under the ball and makes a two-yard gain.
UV is in the white tops here tonight, the purple pants, the purple helmet. BG's in the all-navy blue with the white trim here tonight. UV running on a second and nine. They'll try to go right up the gut again with Fournette. Pushing the pile forward, gets across the 45 to about the 44.
Into BG territory after that run, and they'll be third down and about 5 yards to go.
3 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. It's BG 42 and Unadilla Valley 22. Our postgame awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands, and the Catalog Outlet, again, for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and we have a lot of guys to choose from here tonight in this high-scoring affair between the Storm and the Bobcats. On a third and four, a run to the outside, going from about the 45 to the 40 is Fournette coming off the bottom of the pile. Going to be just a little short here, fourth and inches coming up as UV goes right to left.
And I think he has to come out of the game because he just lost his helmet on that play. So he has to sit out. He has to sit out a play.
And so they will call a timeout here. Timeout is taken by the UV Storm. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 42-22. BG on top of UV for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. The rain still falling here in Bainbridge under the lights, Friday night lights on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Their score is BG 42, Unadilla Valley 22. And a fourth and four coming up here for UV. Fournette, since he lost his helmet on that last play, has to come out of the ballgame, has to sit out of play. And a new player in at QB here for the UV Storm. They're going to try to run it right to the left side with Timmy Postma. Yeah. And he's going to get it for a first down. But is the ball loose on that far side? There was a big scrum. But it does appear that UV got it and recovered, so they will pick up the first down. Timmy, boy, you got guys in all sorts of new positions.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. Timmy Postma with a nice run on that fourth down to get the first down for the UV Storm.
He's probably saying, boy,
I don't get to touch the ball.
Yeah, what am I doing? But he did a great job there to pick up the first down. So the ball down to the 36-yard line here for UV as we hit 2 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. And UV trying to move the ball. Fournette's back in, but it's a low snap, and he's going to lose some big-time yardage here. He's all the way back to midfield and sacked by Tommy Palmateer. Now the ball is out and loose, and let's see what the official signal is on that far side. If UV gets it back, it's going to be at least a 20-yard loss.
I don't think so, because the box and the chains are already moving, so I think BG recovered.
So a big recovery there for the BG Bobcats, as Tommy Palmateer has been all over the field tonight on defense for Bainbridge Guilford. Got to give him a little shout-out there because he's had some nice returns on kickoffs. He's gotten after the runners. He's gotten into the backfield after the quarterback. So Tommy Palmateer doing everything he can here for BG.
He's been kind of a thorn in the side to one of the linemen all game long just because he's been having to deal with him, you know, because they're not being able to block him with one person. They're having to double-team and sometimes even triple-team and Tommy because he is just doing such a great job on that end.
So here is BG with a minute 50 to go in this fourth quarter. Hallequist is going to take a knee, and BG with a 42-22 lead is saying, hey, we're going to chew this clock up for the last minute and 50 seconds and move to 3-1. So BG, honorable mention in this week's New York State Sports Writers Class D poll, will improve to 3-1. It's great to see so many local teams in the rankings. Again, honorable mention this week was BG, Unitego, and Harpersville Afton. Sydney was ranked number 2. Deposit Hancock was 14. Tioga was 15. That was our Section 4 Class D teams, as Trevor Hollequist will set up here for another knee at the quarterback position here for BG.
Just waiting to see how long he can take on that play clock, and then takes the snap and just kneels it down and keeps the clock running.
So BG, a hard-fought win here at home. This was a game that early looked like BG was maybe going to walk away with it, mm-hmm. but UV fought back very strong, but it just wasn't their second half between the injury to Peyton Sterone, who was just their absolute leader in every category, and then losing Dante Dye on that ejection, too, really did not help.
Yeah, no, that definitely hurt them. And like we said before, they were inside the 5-yard line for their first drive of the second half. So they were very close to making it a 1-score game when all that happened.
After that, the wheels kind of fell off. But as we've said several times here, UV did a nice job with Fournette to kind of bounce back and have a very respectable showing here in the second half. That's going to do it for the contest tonight. BG moves to 3-1 with a 42-22 victory over the visiting UV Storm. Our post-game show is coming up on WCDO.
Home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At 3 great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together, from designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find 1- and 2-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all 3 Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Live tonight in Bainbridge under the lights as the BG Bobcats improved to 3-1 with a 42-22 victory over the Unadilla Valley Storm. And let's quickly just run through our scoring recap from back in the first quarter. 2 touchdowns for Trevor Hollequist, both on the ground. 35 and 45-yard touchdown runs. BG jumped out to an early lead. Ben Bavar with a 2-point conversion, and right off the bat it was a 14-0 lead for BG. UV fought back with a Peyton Sterone 15-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was good. That's after they completed that 4th and 21, so UV was not going to go quietly. BG answered back with 2 straight touchdowns, a 15-yard run by Nick Petrotoni, and then a little nice fake play where Evan Heiser was able to toss one up to Hollequist, who hauled in a 25-yard touchdown catch. And it really looked like BG was right back in the driver's seat. They were up 28-8 at that point. But with just seconds left in the first half, an 85-yard kickoff return from Peyton Sterone, and the two-point conversion by Dante Dye was good, and it was really just kind of a two-score game at the halftime break.
Yeah, it definitely was. And, I mean, in going into halftime, they knew they were getting the ball to start the second half. So, you know, they were thinking, we're going to get this down to one score and see what happens in the second half.
Second half was a slow start after UV gets hurt. Peyton Sterone was out of the game after he had a run to the right side, got a hard hit. Nothing bad, nothing malicious, just a normal hit. He was taken off on the stretcher. We're going to hope that he's okay. And then things really started to sputter for Unadilla Valley. A player was ejected not long after that, and so Dante Dye left the game. And BG was able to capitalize with a Trevor Halliquist 50-yard touchdown run, his fourth TD of the night. Petrotoni got right back into the act. He had a 35-yard touchdown run, and that gave BG 42 points. Mitchell Fournette was able to answer back with a 5-yard touchdown run after UV kind of got back on the same page, but that brought up our final score of 42-22. So a huge night for Petrotoni and Halliquist. Halliquist with four TDs, Petrotoni with two for Bainbridge-Guilford. Sterone ends up with two touchdowns tonight here for UV, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely had a great game, and I'll tell you what, this is just unbelievable. You know, I mean, we watched them last week, and they looked like they were just out of sorts completely, and then they come in here tonight, the Bobcats, that is, and they just absolutely look like a well-oiled machine.
Let's go through our three awards tonight. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Easy choice tonight for us. Trevor Halliquist did a little bit of everything, four touchdowns. He's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner.
Yeah, definitely three on the ground. We didn't know he had that in him. I mean, obviously as an athlete, you know they can run, but we hadn't seen that all year long, that he could tuck the ball away and run, but he definitely showed us that tonight. And then the other thing I just want to add to that is he only missed one extra point.
Yeah.
So he had all those on top of it, so he had a really good night. Nice, good game, Trevor.
Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Let's give this tonight to Tommy Pommetier from Bainbridge-Guilford. Had a monster night just harassing everybody in the backfield. He was one of the lone guys that could tackle Peyton Sterone by himself.
Yeah, he was the thorn in the UV Storm side tonight. Let me tell you, Tommy did a really nice job crashing down from his end spot. He chased guys down in the backfield. Many tackles for losses and a real big sack right there at the end.
Finally, it's the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We're going to go with Peyton Sterone tonight, and when you really think about it, we were talking about it during the break here, Tim and I. He had those two touchdowns in just one half of football before he got hurt, and we're still going to give him the All-Purpose Award tonight because he was dominant when he was in the game on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. I mean, he was just absolutely playing fantastic job at the running back spot, and then when he was on defense, he was the middle linebacker, and he had a couple really big tackles for losses and everything, and we can only hope that Peyton's okay. You know, just hopefully we'll get to see him again sometime this year.
So that is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner, Peyton Sterone from Unadilla Valley. Well, that's going to do it, but you can join us tomorrow. We'll be back on the air at 1:20 with a 1:30 kickoff down in Harpersville as the Harpersville Afton Hornets are hosting the Green Trojans, many people calling it the game of the week. We'll be right back here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to our broadcast producer tonight, Jim Tomeo, back in the WCDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. And, Tim, looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be a good game, and I'm glad you told me again what time it was because I'd have been there earlier. I was thinking it was 1 o'clock.
A 1:30 kickoff tomorrow. If you're in the area, make sure you head down. That's going to be a great game between two really good teams in the area. If not, you can listen right here on CDO. We'll have the complete call for you tomorrow. Again, 1:30 kickoff, Green at Harpersville Afton. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight. Our final score again, Bainbridge-Guilford 42, Unadilla Valley 22. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.